Welcome back, everyone, and happy Friday. I am your host, Legally Black, and this is They Didn't Tell You podcast. To my day ones, real ones, welcome back. If this is your first time here, I'm happy to have you. Welcome to you as well. Before we get into this episode, I want to go over one important house rule. If you haven't subscribed, rated, reviewed, or shared my podcast with someone that you know and love, please be so kind and do me a solid on at least one of these line items, okay? Also, like my posts, comment on them, engage with me. Let me know that you are there and that you are listening, okay? And I appreciate you. This week, we're talking all about confidence. And since it's something that I'm still working on, you can fully expect this to be a conversation that feels like, you know, I think most conversations just feels like me and you because it's just me and you. But I want this one to feel like it's really, really me and you, because this is yet another topic that no one discussed with me. No one sat me down and said, here are the ins and outs about confidence. And I'm learning now is because everyone struggles with it, right? No one person has the rule of thumb for it. So, and sometimes I do think that confidence gets a bad rap sometimes because we feel like, or have seen people we felt like did the most because they were overly confident. Sometimes we see overly confident people as arrogant, as conceited, or whatever the case may be. Maybe we've even seen someone fail because of an overinflated sense of confidence, you know, with a side of ego as well. So I just want to chat with you all about this. I want to let you know where I'm at with it, how I've been managing my own level of confidence, trying to increase it because, baby, it's not always here. And I do also want to add in there, this is going to be another episode where I'm going to be clearing my throat a lot, y'all. I went outside to walk my dog before this, and the way my allergies are set up, they're assaulting me. I'm being assaulted. So we're going to try our best. All right. There are a lot of building blocks to life, but one of which I'd like to discuss today is that of confidence. We've all struggled with it at some point. Some of us are still fighting the good fight. For me growing up, if confidence was a person, it surely wouldn't have been me. And what's crazy is that I knew it. And it was one of the things I wanted to be the most. I wanted to be confident in speaking up for myself, confident in saying no, confident in accepting gifts and compliments, confident with my presence in any space. I wanted to be as confident as the nearest person that I, you know, personally deemed as confident. I wanted to try and exude that. I wanted to try and be that. And then, you know, life happens. You grow up. And you realize that even the most seemingly confident person doesn't always feel that way. Some of the people we've read about who are highly successful, people we aspire to be like, they doubt themselves. And I like to think that they haven't always been the pillar of confidence every step of the way of their journey, yet and still, they have reached, surpassed, and smashed their goals. While some of us over here thinking that confidence must be, has to be, or believe it to be something that once you acquire it, you'll always be it. I feel that we're starting to acknowledge that it really ebbs and flows, that confidence is situational and that there's levels to it. Your confidence level changes around the people you are around. It changes. It can tell the difference between you being up to a challenge and not. I think what I would have liked to have known way back when, and even much sooner, is that confidence really comes in waves, that it goes with whatever flow we apply it to. But when it's a struggle to get there, it can wear at, you know, the little or whatever degree of confidence that we do have. And no one really talks about how confidence and the lack of it really affects how we view and feel about ourselves. And when I say no one, I'm talking more of in our intimate circles, even with our family, maybe with our parents, cousins, partners, whatever. Like, we don't really have sit down and have conversations around confidence. And as someone who's been working harder on building up my own confidence, I can tell you that it is a much more effective way of living my life, living it confidently, I have to say. And I'm working on being so confident that I can be, as the title of this episode states, confidently lost. It's really the assuredness that confidence brings, and when exercised properly and when used thoughtfully, that it can really inspire others to do the same. Because to be honest, a lot of us are afraid to be confident. Many of us are afraid to shine. And even when we do shine, we do so nervously. I want more of us to feel, and be much more sure of ourselves than we currently are. For me, being confidently lost just tells me that in the moment in time where I feel the most unsure about a choice I'm making, I'm not sure where it's going to lead me. You know, after this particular step, I don't know what else to do. You have to believe that you have what it takes to stick it out and to endure it. Being confident about not knowing what's next is next level confidence to me. But I say, we need to turn it up. We won't learn what we're capable of and how well we can do something unless we feel as though we're bold enough to do it, as though we feel like this is something I can, will act on. So there are many areas in life where people, you know, we've seen people exert a high level, and I'm talking like narcissistic levels of confidence. And those people and areas in our lives where we've seen folks emit no confidence, like they don't have it at all. In our personal journey towards confidence, I think we should be careful of the examples that we admire and try to emulate. What I think is most important is realizing that we each have our own blend of confidence, and it will change the more we utilize it. No one should be walking around in this world feeling like they aren't capable of doing something dope and amazing. There's levels to dope and amazing things as well. Activating this building block is one of many tools in our arsenal that'll get us to where we want to be. Along with other building blocks, it's what has allowed people to stay down with their business, their endeavors, their passions for the past 10 to 15 years. And it's also what has allowed them and afforded them the ability to see, you know, some of the greatest success that they've ever seen in the last 5 to 6 years of it. We got to learn that we hold the key to everything we want, and we have to be willing to go out and get it. Imagine what you can do with confidence tied to a unique idea you've been playing around with. Confidence tied to that interview you're going on soon. Confidence applied to many of the decisions you make. Confidence in not knowing what's next, but knowing that something is coming. It may require a lot more from you, more from me, than we've ever given out before. But I've been reminding myself that I only get to do this life one time. So it's time for me to rip off the Band-Aid off a few things and honestly pop the fuck out. That's really how I feel. Some of us, you know, I'm including myself because I'm speaking confidently here. Some of us are sitting on a gold mine of an idea, but can't seem to get yourself to a point to see what it's about, see what it's hitting for. And I affirm that the confidence needed to think bigger has already taken up residency within me. It's already there, bro. We just need to tap into it. And friend, I'm talking repeatedly. We have to keep going back to whatever place we need to build ourselves up so that we can get back to the grind until we strike gold. I'll also say, we need to, I don't want to say, you know, yes, I do. I'll say this. We need to figure out how to master confidence so that we know when to stop exuding it at a particular level. Okay. When the pieces don't hit and something you love is just not for you, we need to have the confidence in knowing it's okay to let it go, because one thing like this don't stop no show. The whole world still turns whether or not you make a decision or not, whether or not you're confident or not. The day still comes, okay? Tomorrow's still going to come, prayerfully. Prayerfully, y'all. But it's going to come, you know what I mean? You slept on your idea for the past week. Did tomorrow not come if you're listening to this? So whether we hustle hard or not, what it's up to us to determine what we're going to do with our days, what we're going to do with our time, with our effort, and how hard are we really willing to go. Now for a quick word from our sponsor. We're currently at this place with fall weather where it's giving t-shirts in the day and hoodies at night. And funny enough, they didn't tell you offers both. With limited sizes available, restock coming next month, I promise, head on over to theydidn'ttellyou.com to grab yourself a few things. Use the code HELLOFALL to save 20% off your purchase, or you can click the link in my bio and have that code automatically added to your cart. Again, check out the site, theydidn'ttellyou.com, get in on the savings. The sale ends today, Friday, October 22nd. It ends today. Don't miss out. So I was reading this post on Instagram by Madi Woodard, and I'm going to include the link for it in the details of this episode, and I'll also repost it on my page. But what he said was, and I quote, "In all honesty, comma, some of y'all ain't done enough work to be trying to teach people yet. First, yikes. A word, a read, and a whole truth wrapped up in a nice bow on Instagram. What I took from it was a couple of things. One, there are lots of people out here thinking that they know how to teach you the ABCs and 1, 2, 3s of things in their industry. But sometimes things just aren't adding up. I know that I've participated in different workshops, paid for people to teach me certain things about podcasting. And I was just like, it wasn't hitting. It didn't give what it was supposed to give. I feel like I learned nothing, right? The advice isn't aligning with what I needed help with. It's missing something. It's a little loose and not quite sturdy. And why that is because they lack the experience needed to teach you something, to master something that they themselves need additional assistance with. Some just really aren't ready, but they are ready to snatch up your coins and to occupy your time. And so for me, I just took it as a warning to be mindful of where and who I take advice from, to be mindful of where I take information on how to be confident. This particular topic we're talking about today, where am I gathering that information from? Who's the resource here? Being careful about that, because some of us just haven't lived or experienced something enough to talk about it, right? So that was the first thing that I really took from it. What more for me aligned with this episode, what I also took from that is this question, which led me to a whole lot of thinking about our future generations and honestly my future children one day. And it's a question I've asked myself before. This, you know, it just reminded me, but is what I should say, of a question I've been asking myself before. And that sentence made me think, that post made me think, how can I teach confidence? How can I teach really anything if I've never been that, persevered through it, overcome it? Like, I'm gonna need more people, right? If I've never did it, never setting myself up to be in a position to learn and understand what I'm capable of with regards to this topic, confidence, or anything else, how can I teach it if I don't live it, if I haven't learned from it? Where am I going to pull that knowledge from? Because we can assume, like, you know, that I haven't read a book about some of these things. And or even as we try to coach the younger generation on things sometimes, outside of Googling ways to be more confident, we don't really go out and search for more. But there are those who do, who know that the best way to teach is through experience and knowledge, and they go out and get it. So I say that to say, there are people who are positioned to be someone we can take advice from, right? Someone whose advice we will possibly share with other people. But we need to first experience it, become what it is we want to talk about, so that when it is time for you to speak on it, you can do so confidently and not come off like bootleg. Now, I know I don't have all the answers. However, comma, like I said earlier, there are some characteristics that are building blocks for our lives, learning what they are for you, what it takes to acquire it, and realizing that some of these things at times can be fleeting. It is important to know that when you're in search of something that's not tangible, that you really can't have it in your hands, that it's something that you have to internalize, that you're prepared to do so. So really real quick, going back to his post, I think to myself, and I told to my boyfriend about this too, if there's anything that I want to, and I even mentioned it to my mom the other day, and she was looking at me like, girl, you just been doing a lot of thinking. Yes, ma'am. If there's anything that I want to teach even my students about when I work with my college students, if there's anything that I want to talk to them about or help them about, I want to be sure that I know what the fuck I'm talking about. How have I experienced it? How have I seen it affect my life positively, negatively, or indifferently? How? If I don't have that, why am I trying to teach it? What I should be doing is pointing them in the direction of the nearest person who has the range, because I don't. So for my children, I know I'm not going to have every single answer to every single problem, but I want to be able to say, mommy has struggled with her confidence, and this is what mommy did when she was feeling that way. And this was the end result of it. Okay. Mommy wasn't always a critical thinker, but this is how she became one. Mommy wasn't always a person who was comfortable saying no, but this is how she, like, I want to be able to tell my children, because kids want to know why, they want to know how, and even students do. They're eager to learn because they want to do those things. They want to become those things. They want to be the best version of themselves. What's going to require us to be that first? All right. Woo. Now, having said all of that, my one piece of advice, because that's really all I have, is just my advice on it. As someone who's still in the trenches right there with you, fighting her way through it, still working on my confidence, is for us to keep going, to start, to not ease up. It's okay to own space that you're in, right? It's okay to own it. It's okay to be on top of your shit, know it, and receive accolades for it. It's absolutely okay to recognize that you are the one, two, and the three, because it's on you to make these things happen in your life. No one can do it for you. No one's words will make you believe it either, unless you do. You have to feel it and know that you have what it takes, and you're willing to go back to the drawing board as many times as you need to until you get it right. I affirm confidence over all of y'all, a higher level, an extreme level. You know what I mean? I want that for us. And like I said before, until we strike gold, just know it's going to take time. I know we've heard it before. There is no such thing as an overnight success, because there is no such thing. So I hope you're buckled up, ready for the long ride, because it's going to take some years for us to get there. But when we do get there, I can't wait to hear what your story is and what you have to say about it. And I can't wait to share mine. All right. That word was short, sweet, and to the point. And now we're at the end of the episode, and it's time for the song of the week. This week's song is called Confidently Lost, Surprise, Surprise, by Sabrina Claudio. It's a beautiful R&B song. Her voice is just angelic, but it's really the words of this song that really, that I love, which is why I have added it to several of my playlists, and it was on repeat on heavy rotation when I heard it. So to start us off, she started the song off by singing, I'm alone, but I'm not lonely, comfortably indulging and trying to get to know me. What I took that as is, for me, spend time with yourself, sis. Learn yourself. Relearn yourself. Figure out what it is that you like, what your dislikes are, what you have space and time for, and what you don't, and then comfortably indulge in the things that you have never allowed yourself to do. That requires confidence, y'all. Moving on to her chorus. I am confidently lost. I don't need you to find me because I'm not hiding anything. Hence why I had to kind of define my own idea of what confidently lost looked like for me and what it was for me, because right now there is a certain level of confidence I have in we have to have in not knowing what's going to happen. But we don't need other people's help sometimes. Sometimes we just need to maintain a certain level of confidence in that we will figure it out. Not saying you can't ask for help. You should if you need it. But if you have the confidence to navigate a space that you just feel like, you know, you're walking in blindly, that's okay. And even in the interview for the Genius interview she did for this to describe the song and break it down, she basically said, like, you know, I don't need you right now. But when I'm getting where I'm going, when I'm at a place where I'm most comfortable, I will welcome you back in. Because sis isn't hiding. She's just navigating things on her own and figuring it out. All right. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to figure it out. And I'll welcome you in when I'm ready. The last lines of lyrics I want to highlight are words she sung in the second verse. And she said, thinking about where I've gone, where I'm going, and I wouldn't change it for the world. Thinking about where I'm from, if I belong there, but I wouldn't change it for anything. When I think about this, I'm thinking about where I've gone. I've gone from a place where I felt like I was unable to adequately stick up for myself, adequately state what I need and what I require in every and any avenue of my life. And I've gone to a place where I can do that, where I'm making decisions and taking risks, thinking about where I'm going. This, like the song said, I'm confidently lost right now. I really am. I know that I'm heading to a place where it's bigger and better. Exactly where that location is, exactly what that would involve, I don't know. But I'm going there. I know that's where I'm headed. I'm headed towards something bigger and better. And I wouldn't change it for the world. I wouldn't. If I didn't become the person that I am today, I would still be stuck in certain situations. I would still be biting my tongue. I would be working at a place that made me unhappy. I would be dealing with people who I feel no longer serve me. I would be frightened. You know, I'd just be doing things that didn't feel like me. And now that I've gotten to a place where I don't feel like I need to do that anymore, I'm not changing it. Thinking about where I'm from and if I belong there. But I wouldn't change it for anything. Now for her, she was more so talking about, I believe, her move from Miami to LA, thinking about where she's been from and if she belongs where she currently is. And I say to everybody, we all start off from somewhere. We're all from somewhere. And we transition and move throughout our lives to be somewhere else. And sometimes we question whether or not we belong in these spaces. But friend, you are there. You are where you are. You got whatever promotion you deserved. You got whatever opportunity that's come to you. You got whatever blessing that has been poured out for you. And abundance, there's more coming. Don't change it. I wouldn't change it. I know that where I am right now, I belong there. And any place that I get to, I belong there too. Okay? Confidently lost, Sabrina Claudio. That is it. That's all I have for you today. Follow me on social media at They Didn't Tell You for the podcast. If you want to follow me personally at Legally Black, the website www.theydidn'ttellyou.com. Don't forget, you can save 20% off your entire purchase. That sale was live all week long. Shout out to the people who has benefited from that. Again, I will be doing a restock, of course, on the Make It Legal to Be Black hoodie. I know since I came out with this hoodie earlier this year, it's been basically out of stock all summer because I wasn't stocking up hoodies in the summer. Sorry, y'all. Small business problems, but I'm making some changes. And I know I mentioned in a couple episodes, but the changes are still underway. I can't wait to talk about it. There will be another IG live on it. So stay tuned. But get this stuff now while you can, because I will say this next, what I would call generation of merch, it's going to be different. Okay. Still going to have the Make It Legal to Be Black, still going to have the problem solve, still going to have the support Black women shirts, but things are going to be a bit different. So if you want to snag everything while it's still in the first generation of it being made, I will get in where I fit in. Talk to y'all next week. Bye.